Hello, and welcome to my show. It's been all day that people have been waiting, and I apologize for that, but here's some music.
I take a drink of whiskey. How does it affect me?
So, you take your wee dram, hopefully it's only a wee one, into the blood, and then it gets in the brain. And alcohol goes throughout the brain. And the first thing that alcohol does is to turn on the effects of GABA. Turn on the effects of GABA.
Take a drink of whiskey. Whiskey.
Take your weed round.
Glenn
whiskey.
Hardback.
Take a drink of whiskey.
Arkentoshan.
Whiskey.
Tobermory.
Take your weed round.
Glenlivet.
Whiskey.
Tobermory.
Take a drink of whiskey.
Highland Park.
Whiskey.
Lagavulin.
Take your weed round.
Bunahaben.
Whiskey.
Glenfiddich.
Take a drink of whiskey.
Brochlari.
Whiskey.
Kulaila.
Take your weed round.
Talishka.
Whiskey.
Tomantau.
Take a drink of whiskey.
Springbank.
Whiskey.
Lafroy.
Turn on the effects of GABA.
Take a drink of whiskey. Whiskey.
Alcohol goes throughout the brain.
I was, as I was arranging the stuff for the playlist a little bit ago, it occurred to me that, gosh, this playlist that I'm setting up is, there's some tracks in here that seem to only show up in my shows, and they are getting maybe a little bit too regular. But then I decided I'm not going to worry about that right now. I'm going to worry about getting a show on the air. So I hope everyone has had a good Christmas. I've had a better Christmas than last year. Last year was kind of crap. This year started out crap. This year isn't as crap anymore, but there's still too much crap. I would like to send fuckings to all the crap. Let's see here. I could turn the requester on. The only thing is, folks, if I do turn the requester on, I may have to download the tracks from somewhere, and I'm kind of concerned that that might affect the stream. So we'll maybe do that a little bit later. Hold on. Somebody just requested something that obviously is going to have to get downloaded. I don't know why I didn't think of... something is wrong with my brain. Okay. So, yes. Hey, I queued up a few tracks, actually, that are from parties that I visited. I didn't visit enough parties this year, so I actually... what I'm going to ask about the requests, if you went to a party this year and there was a track that you remember specifically from that party, please request that. I would prefer that we not turn this into Truck's request of the current rotational. I'd like to have stuff that you remember from the past year or the past, well, just if it isn't in the playlist, but you think it might not. Just need to be there. Suggest it. And we'll put it in the show, perhaps. Also, I don't know how late we're going, and I don't know how much talking I'm really going to do, because, well, it is almost midnight, and I probably shouldn't be talking that much. But people don't have to work tomorrow. But still, I really shouldn't. We really shouldn't bother the neighbors. Okay, so, we're all individuals, yes, you know, I really do also need to set up the thing where I have several, stabs just to throw in there, like, for example, the, yes, it's math thing, but Huamaru is not in the channel, so, I'm not sure that that one will work for anybody. I'm going to go ahead and play another track. Bomba, who was very helpful in getting this thing up and running and testing levels, may already be sick of listening to this track. But, well, we're going to play it anyway, because the reason I was testing with it was I meant to play this in the show. This is a track from Solskogen this year by Phobium called Cosmic Elk Riders. I'm That was a Christmas tune from Bright Light and Ricky Martin. No, that was Sacrilegious Necrophagic Beast of the Nether Realms from the Simulatio 2015 listening music compo. And I considered not playing it because it's Christmas, and then I decided, no, I'm playing it anyway. I want to. It's in my show. I am now trying to get an aforementioned requested track and get it into the show. I'm really... This is strange. I had remembered that particular track from 2008, but apparently it was 2009. I'm actually happier about this because that means it's the 10-year anniversary is not this coming year, because it's not allowed to be 10 years since that particular track was around. I'm going to go ahead and try to set that all up. And I'm going to continue to play some more tracks here. And I'm going to play this one because I did some loading up. This is from Revision this year. It's from Proper Disco. I remember Proper Disco being there. I remember I can't remember if this was the first track that he'd had at Revision or not. I remember he had a track at... okay, why can't I remember the name of the party that used to be in Datastorm? Thank you. Datastorm. Anyway, I'm not going to sing right now because bad. Anyway, I remember Proper Disco having a track at Datastorm, and then he and Firefox and a bunch of other folks were all sitting in the Amiga section at Revision, and there was something about this tune, but I don't remember what it was. So I'm going to play it, and maybe that'll remind me.
Ima.
We'll be right back.
I am now still trying to get the stuff. I downloaded the demo, and of course the music is embedded within the demo. For future reference, if you're wondering how you can extract an LHA file on a non-Amiga system and you don't have LHA anywhere, 7-Zip actually will decompress it with no problem. So, I like this next tune a lot. We'll just play it now.
We'll be right back.
case. I really, really, really think that should be used in a demo. And if it has been used in a demo, I really, really, really think I should have seen it. So if anybody knows if Crankshaft 2.0 by Wright and Bastard has been used in a demo, please let me know. All right, I'm going to do something real quick here to rescan the library. There we go. Yes, and that means that that thing that we were mentioning, that I managed to confuse Yeti with, yes, that's now there. And we can even queue it up for playing soon. Okay, so I'm going to play more tracks. Here's one. This is also from Solskogen this past summer by Logic Coma. Great things about that track was that Ferris and Wobble were mixing that track and creating it live on Twitch on Ferris's stream, which if you do not pay attention to Ferris's stream, he is on Twitch live, I believe, every Thursday. And he's either doing music or doing a lot of Rust coding. And he's on for about an hour. And sometimes he'll do something different. I do recommend tuning in and paying attention to it because he's... well, if you're a coder, you'll get something out of it. If you're a musician, you'll get something out of it. And a lot of times you'll see some stuff and it'll... sometimes when you're... Well, let's take me, for example. I am not the best person at explaining what I'm doing as I'm coding. I basically just need to go and code the stuff and be in my head and get upset that the code is not doing what my head thinks it should. And continue to bang on the machine until it actually does what my head thinks. Whereas Ferris, when he's actually explaining stuff, he's generally worked with the stuff enough that if something's gone wrong, he can get an idea about, hey, this is what it is, and hey, here's something we can experiment with. And he lays out the stuff before the show. So it's, he has an idea of where he's going to go with the show, and he starts it up. And if it doesn't go exactly where he wants to, he doesn't act out the way that, say, oh, I do. So it's a good stream to watch, and you can get some good ideas from it. I've done some stuff after seeing some stuff that he's done, just experimenting. And in general, he'll work on if he's working on something for a demo, he won't do the demo thing in front of you, but he'll do something similar to it so that you then see something later. And, they made that track live, and I remember there were a couple stabs of metal that were in there, and I don't know where they went in the track. I remember that they were actually in there. Anyway, speaking of metal, this isn't metal.
Easy.
Hey, you know what we haven't heard recently? We haven't heard Jesus Christ Motocross.
Yeah. I mean, we have to work by the time.
Easy.
Hey, you know, no, I shouldn't do that. This is a track from BitArts from Evoke from 2010, and in many ways, I think I might actually have done this once in one of my shows. I might have played practically all of the tracks from Evoke's 2010's music compo, because that was one of the best music compos of all time. It's one of the reasons why I continue to say that Evoke has one of the best music compos. There have been years after 2010 where they weren't quite as high. The quality of all the tracks wasn't quite as high as 2010, but in general, like 2011, it was, I think 2012 it was. But then I can't remember which years I wasn't able to make it to Evoke. I wasn't able to make it to Evoke this past year. That was, one of the things that sucked about this year. But 2018, I will be there, I believe. I don't have tickets yet. But I know that Evoke 2018 has been announced. So you should, make plans to be there. I'm already made plans to be there. Anyway, this is Lost Paradise by BitArts. Okay, I've looked at some of the requests, and I'm trying to get them queued up in some cases. Well, the ones that are from demos, I'm downloading the demo, and hopefully they're extractable. But in the meantime, here's a track that is not in the rotational, and I think that is an absolute crime. I'd really like to know where Three State went. I really like a lot of the stuff that Three State did. But this is from a demo called Melrose Space. And if you're not familiar with the demo, I think it's an old Windows 95, 98 era thing. So theoretically, this should be able to run in a browser now using WebGL, if somebody would convert it, or if this the code was out there. Don't know. It is available as a video in various places, and not just on YouTube. I think there might be a demo or the good capture that is on scene.org, not 100%. Anyway, here's the track from it. It's an absolute classic.
I'm not going to do this like everybody else does it.
And I am tired of playing games with you. Thank you for all the gifts. I'll return them one of these days.
My boyfriend can make you disappear.
I remember I was watching a show or something, and the quotes were right there, and now I can't remember what that was. And I don't think it was actually Melrose Place. I think it might be, it wasn't 90210. Oh man, just I should. Yeah, I should totally play the music from the Romantic demo. That needs to be in the rotational as well. Even though it will be one of the low-rated things, the way that I look at the rotational, and I'll have to defend this, I know I will, but there are certain tracks that, even though they may not be the most popular things, they're important tracks. And they should be in the rotational for that reason. Okay, maybe not the music from... Variform 2. In my... truthfully, the music from Variform 2 needs to have the demo with it. And in many ways, you just really needed to be at the party when that was shown. Also, you kind of have to know Curly and understand the statement. And I know a lot of people don't like it, but that's the type of thing that I'm talking about. That's probably an extreme example, and that one I can understand not having in the rotational. But say... a track like, I happen to know that Fnord doesn't care for Dicke Eier, which I know all the Germans listening, I just butchered it, but you know which track I mean. That does need to be in the rotational because it has a place in demo scene history. And we can all think of other tracks that are in demos or... Sonovereta has to be in the rotational. It just does. It is an important track to anybody that's trying to learn Finnish that has been involved with the demo scene. Some of you don't even know what the track is because you haven't heard it because it is in the rotational. It shouldn't be played often, but it should be played. And then there are other tracks that aren't as... prolific or not as important. So those tracks, yeah, maybe they aren't in the rotational if they're not as popular. But, the Romantic Demo, the music from that absolutely should be in the rotational. Even if it is just Banana Soft singing Anarchy in the UK, but it totally should be. Okay. Also, some of the other Melon stuff, even though it was just sample loops, some of that should be in there. Certainly should be in there more than... I probably shouldn't say that. But again, some of these 14-minute trance tracks where the second half is exactly the same as the first track, or the first half, especially when I can't even find anything about the artist that relates to the demo scene. I don't mind if the track is good, but I do mind if we are playing a track that has nothing to do with the demo scene, where the artist has never heard of the demo scene, is not supporting the demo scene, over somebody who is. I think we should give more time to people who are supporting the demo scene, or people who have supported it in the past, people, you know, who have created important tracks from the demo scene history. As long as they don't mind that the track is still out there. Which, some artists might say, no, I don't want to have my older tracks up there anymore. And that's up to them. If they say no, the answer is no. Here's a track that I don't think is in the rotational, but it should be. It won the listening music compo at Simulatio 2015. It's Cruisin' by Squeak and Teal.
We'll be right back.
So, yeah, a clarification on the thing as I'm typing. Typing rather than actually going and getting the tracks for the that have been requested, so I apologize about that. But yeah, clarification on the on what makes a classic and so forth. Yeah, the demo scene basically decides. Okay, I'm just going to give an example here. At one time, I was very, very anti-Dune, Dune of Orange. Because the first time that I was introduced to him, it was 82 minutes straight of Dune's music. And Dune's music is, or at least, well, at one time, most of his music was very rhythm-based and not very melodic. It does have melody, but the basis of the stuff was more messing around with drums. And very interesting. I've learned to listen to it. But at one time, I was incapable of actually listening to it because it was, well, 82 minutes of this noise. I also had learned how to listen to noise. And this is where I'm coming from with this. I had to relearn how to listen to music because of some of these things. And just because I didn't like it at one time, that doesn't mean that it's a bad track. And that's what I would like people to understand about some of these things. Now, true, if something is maybe less, you know, everybody has my first tracker module. And those are not necessarily the best things to listen to. Even though some of the really early ones, some of the Carson Arbarsky stuff, some of the Unit A tune, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. These are classics and they should be kept. But let's say, first track that you've ever wrote with a tracker that just, well, your mom likes it. You don't like it anymore, but that's basically it. That's not what I'm talking about here. That's that sort of stuff. Yeah, it exists. We don't have to put it in the rotational. But something like a some of Dune's tracks, like for example the classic, which is called Kusi, which is Finnish for piss. That's used in a demo called The Secret Life of Mr. Brown, and it's a really good track. I should actually put it in. I will try and find it and put it in the show, so you don't understand what I'm talking about. But there will be people who don't like that track, and they'll say this shouldn't be in there. But it's an absolute classic, and it is it's an important demo scene production. Many of the Orange demos are in that area. So that's what I'm talking about. If something has a lot of punch to it, if it has something that was meaningful or something that was big, should be in the rotational. Can be taken out for a while if it gets played too much. For example, there was one time with another radio station, Nectarine, when I could tell it was 9 in the morning because Kebby's track from The Product, FR08, was playing. And loved the track, but after a point, you just, hey, could we play something else for a while? I mean, there are other tracks that Kebby has done. And I'm okay with that. Substitute something else from an artist instead of one of the other things. And then bring it back in later. Keep things fresh. No problem with moving things in and out. But banishing, I have an issue with banishing. So that's really where I'm coming from. Okay, I should load up another track. Yes, let's load this one because I queued it up earlier. This is another one from Evoke 2010. Actually, I'm going to queue up another one right after that, if I can find it. Yes, this one was also requested. So first we're going to play Hansi's Squeeze Box, which is not in the rotational, and I thought it was, and I'm not sure why. And then we'll play Engage the Noise by Strobaholics right after that. Both of them from Evoke 2010.
We'll be right back.
Find some of the requested tracks. Actually, I'm not going to play one of the requested tracks, not the version that was requested. I'm going to play another version. Actually, this is one of the three versions. We have two of them on the rotational from 1 in 10 that are remixes of LB's Choose Your Own Poly and Shaders. I remember there was a third one that was even better, but as I recall, there was a reason why we couldn't use that. And it might be that 1 in 10 didn't want it released. I just remember it was really, really good. Anyway, this is one of the remixes that 1 in 10 did. One of the remixes, the fourth one, is of course in the demo. Right after the original, the tune from LB, there's the credits part, and that's a 1 in 10 remix. But this is another one. Yes, that has a number of things different from the original. And yeah, you can make out the credits a little bit more. You can actually make out all of the credits, which I remember when we were going to perform it live, I didn't want to give shout-outs to a certain group. And then, since I had memorized it, I just went right ahead and did it. Bamba doesn't remember us doing that one. I think we did that as a... I don't remember if we did that as a medley of that and a Gene 9 track that was the invite from Simulatio 3D. And another track, and I don't remember what that one was. Darn it. Luckily, and possibly not luckily, we do have all the recordings of all the bass gigs, including the last one where I forgot the words to all of the songs. That was not a good gig. Yes. Okay. All right. So we have, I'm thinking we might want to end the show at some point here. It's getting to be almost 1 o'clock here in Finland. It's almost midnight for anybody in Europe that is not in Finland. And I don't really have very many tracks queued up again. But I remember I just downloaded something, and we'll see if it works. In the meantime, I'm going to play another track if I can. I have more stuff that I had loaded, but I'm not sure. I mean, I can always play another Writing Bastard track because, I mean, I downloaded the entire album, which is the one that was from the demo. Here it is. It's this one. Yes, I'm going to load this up because it's a great track. And this will give me a chance to see if the demo, the Dune track from The Secret Life of Mr. Black, is in this demo package as an MP3. Because I believe it was originally either an XM. I think it was an XM. And I don't have a good way of rendering an XM right now. So, anyway, here's a remix that you may remember from a still demo.
Those places you walk and mind the way you talk. Watch out for the vampires who will sneak up in the dark. Watch out for the big time thief who claims say that them smart. Bring in the crack and the gun fi come mash up the youths them heart. Earth, time and red. Here I next you you walk and mind the way you talk. Watch out for the vampires who will sneak up in the dark. Watch out for the big time thief who clips say that them smart. Bring in the crack and the gun, if you come and shop to you, them on earth and on the air. Then you will not see, they will not see rush. I hear I next you dead. Whoa, earth and on the air. Then you will not see, they will not see rush. I hear I next you dead. Sneaking under man feet. A revelation time. Check the signs of the time. You're not feeling it. Try to see how the youths them. You go out the street, man. You know settings now go sweet. Some man a hustle, some man a shuffle on the belly day. I can't find food. Earth a run red. Then you will not see. They will not see.
Isn't causing a problem with the stream because I noticed that my IRC was kind of maybe dropping a little bit. And yes, I know my voice is very low, but it's almost 1 o'clock here and I do not want to disturb the neighbors. So I am the only place, one of the places that I could get The Secret in the Life of Mr. Black. The track Goosey is from Demo Vibes 5. Now, if you are not familiar with Wilby's Demo Vibes mixes, you should be. There are 10 of them. And they are fantastic mixes of lots of demo tunes mixed together very, very well. And sometimes he'll mix one on top of the other. And Wilby is a very talented drummer, and he really understands how to mix things together. He's also a great musician, but he can. It's kind of like, you know, Sifus and TDK really know our arpeggios because they play the violin. And there's something about the way that Wilby mixes music because he's a drummer. It just clicks a little bit more. Anyway, what I'm going to try and do here is, it's in the middle of this darn thing, and I'm going to attempt to jump to the right spot, but it may not work really all that well. It's supposed to be, let's see here, according to this, the 14th track in the mix here, which is from April of 2006. Yeah, this is the one that begins with a fantastic... Oh, I might just play it. I'll just play that part, and then I'll try to jump to the right spot after this beginning. But you'll understand what I'm saying if you've never heard this. This first track on this Demo Vibes 5 bit is Gloom and Little Bitchard on the same track. And no, they didn't do it. We'll beat it.
Don't be wasting my electricity on that rat mix.
Thank you. And I thank you. Dunn, my daughter and I. I am Mrs. Black. My wife is Mr. Black. I am Mr. Black's husband. We have two children, a boy and a girl. The boy's name is John. He's 12 years old. The girl's name is Mary. She's still quite young. I am a woman. My wife is a man. He's 12 years old. I am a woman. My wife is a man. He's 12 years old. I am a woman. My wife is a man. He's 12 years old. I am a woman. My wife is a man. He's 12 years old.
Does a fantastic job at mixing those things together, but yeah, that track, I'll try to get that rendered properly so that we can actually first of all get it in the rotational, that and a couple other tracks from Dune, not all of them, because again, selected. Yeah, it's great to have everything available, but it's also good to have selected stuff and then keep it fresh, move stuff in and out. Let's see if I can get Fake Electronic Light Show here. This is the end of weird stuff. This is Che Guevara by the from a Fairlight demo. Well, 64K. Into zigzag stuff. Great. Take a look from the edge.
It's an apocalypse, no more life. They sense that there are gases to induce hallucinations. People think they're seeing ghosts. And they call these bozos who conveniently show up to deal with the problem with a fake electronic light show.
Don't talk about the creep. Don't talk about the creep. Don't talk about the creep.
I mean, we have to work by the time.
Easy.
Okay, it was probably a bad idea to mention that about the D-Fox thing, because now I'm like, oh, well, I have to play this 16 times. But no, let's not do that. Let's save that for another show. so I think I'm going to shut it down now. It's after 1 o'clock. I hope you enjoyed the show. And yes, I need to do more shows. I'm obviously capable of setting up the things and getting everything going. We do need to do more shows on Scenesat. We need to fix the rotational. These are things we will work on, and I will try to work on my end, meaning getting more shows going and doing what I can to help fix the rotational. We'll talk soon. I'll arrange another show sometime, maybe in the next 2 weeks, and try to actually have a little bit more, have the tracks prepared a little bit more beforehand, and have a little bit more of an idea about what I'm going to play than what I did today. Today was sort of just a, okay, we'll just throw a show together. Hope you enjoyed it. This is, well, the end of my show for today. Good night.